You ever use another word for that?
Coffin.
Which would you be more likely to use?
Well, I suppose they'd use casket now more than they used to call them coffins altogether. I never heard of caskets when I was a boy.
Did they used to use cemetery when you were a boy? Or?
Yeah, they had cemeteries. That is a old graveyard, generally. Mm-hmm. They didn't have vaults like they do now, and they made a wooden box.
Now, if someone had died, the family might dress in black, and you'd say that they were. What do you do for your dead? If the dead die, you lament. What do you call that? You watch for your dead. So you mourn for your dead?
Mourn for them, pray for them.
Well, if you were mourning for your, if you were going to mourn for your dead, and you were dressed in black, you'd say they are in
mourning.
If you had something on your mind that was worrying you, or suppose somebody else had something on his mind that was bothering him, and you wanted to try to calm him down a little bit, you might say, "Don't
worry."
What do you call a thing that's very painful that hits you in the joints?
Rheumatism, some people call it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Neuritis, they call it now.
But you call it what?
I call it rheumatism, if I don't want to call it. I never had much of it.
There used to be a disease that a lot of children died with. You remember what that was?
Polio.
Well, that's pretty recent. This you don't hear much of anymore. Used to be the thing, I think, that killed more children than anything else. I think they get it from bad milk sometimes.
Diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe another name.
Well, the word I want, something like diarrhea, starts with the same letter. Ever heard diphtheria?
Yeah, diphtheria is, it's different from diarrhea, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounded a little bit like it, don't you?
It starts with the same letter, but it's altogether different than the disease.
You know what they call a disease when your eyeballs get yellow and your skin turns a little bit yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Mm-hmm. How do you say it?
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah. Do you ever have that?
No, I don't think I ever did. I've seen people. I
had that once. It makes you feel real bad.
Yeah. I've been awful lucky. I guess I never had much of any kind of disease until the last few years.
Sometimes people get a real pain down here in the right side, and they get all bent over and have to go to the hospital and have it operated on. What do you call that?
Appendicitis. I never had it. I had the appendix taken out, I didn't say.
If you get sick at your stomach and something comes up, what do you call the thing that comes up?
Vomit.
You ever hear any other words for that?
Puke.
Yeah. Would you use puke in front of a woman?
Oh, they used to. I don't know whether they would now or not.
Ever heard anything else for it? Besides vomit and puke?
Throw up.
Uh-huh. Well, those are about the only ones that most people use.
Yeah, throw up.
If someone had just thrown up or vomited, you'd say he's
sick in his stomach. I've done a lot of that myself.
Suppose when you were a young man, you'd have had a girlfriend. What would you have said you were doing? if you were taking a girl around to the dances and taking her to church and things like that, you'd say,
courting, what we used then, called dating now.
Mm-hmm. Suppose after you've been courting this girl for a long time, she up and married somebody else. What do you say it happened?
She'd change her mind, I reckon. I don't know what to say.